This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
250 years ago, the United States Postal Service made a promise to bind the nation, connecting families, friends, and businesses near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. Because it's about more than just gifts and cards, it's the peace of mind knowing your love will arrive reliably and affordably. That's why they're building a better network to meet your needs this season, working around the clock to ensure timely deliveries, offering easy and affordable ways to ship, and providing everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer, from stamps to packages. This holiday season, trust the United States Postal Service to carry your most precious deliveries. Visit usps.com/holidays to find tools and tips to help you ship with confidence. The United States Postal Service, delivering since 1775.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, December 8th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And not only is it Monday, it's an Eagles game day. Monday Night Football tonight. I don't even have to tell you what's on the schedule. I'm sure you've been thinking about it all weekend, watching all the boring football. Nah, not really boring. But when the Eagles don't play, it just doesn't hit the same. But today, the Eagles return to the field in what is really a super important game. Haven't played in 10 days since obviously that really disappointing and terrible performance against the Chicago Bears. They go into LA tonight, into SoFi Stadium. I'd imagine a ton of green being in LA. There is a lot of Eagles fans. Fans of Philly did it again, as they always do. They take over every city they go to. By the way, come to Buffalo with us. Me, James Seltzer, some of our friends, some of your favorite people that you hear calling into Go Birds all the time. We're all going to be hanging out in Buffalo the night before the game. And then also obviously, the game itself, tailgating. James will be at the game. I'll be doing my media duties, unfortunately, but we'll be driving to Buffalo. So if you haven't, if you haven't decided if you want to go yet, just go, hop in the car, reach out to Fans of Philly. They'll hook you up with the tailgate and ticket package, and we'll all hang out. But regardless, that is a game that's a few weeks away. Tonight is the important game as the Eagles take on the Chargers, and that is what is on the schedule for today. 6 to 8 p.m., I'll be doing the pregame show with Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas, and then 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, actually 5 o'clock for me, which is kind of nice, football a little earlier in the day. Eagles versus Chargers, a game that they have to win. Like, they have to win. They have to go out and win this game. And honestly, as I've said on the radio show, I think this is, you know, one of those rare style points and must-win games. Like, I think winning it 19-17, sure, it's a win. It gets you a step closer to maybe getting home field advantage. It helps you for your playoff seeding. But man, this offense needs to turn it around. And I think tonight, in a dome against an average Chargers defense, is a really, really good chance to do that. So that is what is on the schedule. Eagles versus Chargers. We're going to preview that game throughout this pod. But first, let's get into the other news and notes, because there actually have been some interesting things over the weekend. If you completely checked out, which I don't blame you, sometimes it's nice to just check out. I mentally can't allow myself to do that. I've probably thought about the Eagles every single day, really, of my life, but certainly since I've gotten the job. But all right, injury report. Justin Herbert is questionable with that broken hand. It does seem like he is going to play. I would say I was 100% sure earlier in the week he's going to play. I'm now down to like 92%. It just feels weird that there's not any, he's definitely playing, but I would expect him to be out there. Now, Trey Lance might see the field in certain packages. Herbert has said he can't go under center, so maybe Trey Lance is in there for the under center plays, and that's tricky because, you know, if he goes in there for under center, you would assume that that's going to be a running play, but it also is a good chance for them to catch Eagles off guard, assuming it's going to be one thing. So Justin Herbert questionable for tonight, but I would expect to see him out there. And then Marcus Epps also questionable for tonight. I think they're expecting him to play. The fact he's listed as questionable is interesting, but I would think he's going to be out there, and I think there's a good chance he's going to start over Sidney Brown, who did not have a good game against the Bears. So those are the injury report things heading into tonight. Outside of that, obviously no Jalen Carter, no Lane Johnson, but you guys already knew that. Certainly have talked about that a bunch, and tonight we'll see how they do without Jalen Carter against really not that good Chargers offensive line. Okay, let's get into it. And I would say that the big news over the weekend, there was kind of two big things and then one lighthearted thing. But of course, I guess I should talk too about the positivity rabbit. The positivity rabbit made its way into the Eagles locker room. It's a huge inflatable rabbit. It's like a happy Easter, big rabbit right in the middle of the Eagles locker room. It's like huge. It's probably twice the size of me, one and a half times the size of me, vertically. You know, width-wise, way more. But vertically, about one and a half size, one and a half times the size of me. And, you know, we talked about it on the pod, and I think that this is one of those moments in the season that could go one way or the other. If they come out tonight and they're awesome and they put up 30-plus points and they win, you will see rabbit masks at the next Eagles game. You will see drawings of rabbits from Eagles fans. You will see, like, it'll become a thing, right? The positivity rabbit will remain. If they don't, if it's ugly tonight, that rabbit is going to get, you know, the idea of it is going to get shredded by everyone nationally. I mean, the original post from Ashlyn Sullivan, shout out to Ashlyn, has like 2.5 million views. Like, everybody picked it up. Everybody's talking about it. So I'm sure you'll hear about it on the broadcast tonight. So the rabbit is a big turning point. This could be the dog mask of the 2017 season, or this could be something that we look back on and go, yeah, when that rabbit showed up, it was time to jump. From the season. That a good pun? No, not really. All right. So anyway, that was kind of the big news from the Saturday locker room. Then there were two other main things I want to talk about before we get into five key matchups in this game. So the first is a report from ESPN's Tim McManus, about Nick Sirianni being more involved in the offensive preparation. So here is what Tim wrote in the article. Quote, Coach Nick Sirianni has been more involved in the offensive preparations this week, according to team sources, as the Eagles look to bounce back Monday night at the Los Angeles Chargers. Sirianni has been more vocal in offensive meetings and has been presenting material alongside offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo, sources said. According to one source, he has been addressing the group for longer than usual at the top of the meetings before ceding to Petullo, who continues to run them, end quote. So, a couple thoughts on this. One, it's definitely noteworthy, right? Definitely noteworthy. Nick has been talking more at the beginning of meetings. I also think you look at it and say, Nick's just talking more at the beginning of meetings. Like, he's a head coach. The offense is struggling right now. I think that's his job. Like, if he was just not doing anything and not, you know, maybe being more involved, then I think that would be a bad job by him. Do I think Kevin Petullo is like on a slippery slope? No, I don't think this really has to do with Petullo. I think this is more about Nick wanting to try to fix a problem and him taking charge there. He is the head coach. I also would say that, like, when it comes to how involved Nick is in these team meetings or what Petullo's job is, like, here's the bottom line. This is kind of just like being like the chairs on the boat were rearranged. And what we're going to find out is that boat one that's going to continue to sail right onto the Super Bowl? Or is this the Titanic? But like, this to me does not indicate they're losing faith in Petullo. It does not indicate to me that Petullo is close to losing his job. It is Nick Sirianni's offense. And this is really just a reminder of that. The offense that they run is built by Nick Sirianni for Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts obviously has a lot of say in what's run, like what type of plays he likes, what type of routes he likes. He can audible at the line. But the two most important people in the offense are Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. Kevin Petullo is a distant third, in my opinion. He's a middleman, right? Like, Jalen likes what he likes. Nick has his offensive philosophies that he then, like, shifts to meet what Jalen likes, and Nick and then Kevin calls plays. But even when Kevin calls plays, he's calling from a set of plays in a certain situation that they all come up with during the week. So I think Nick being more involved is just a reminder that ultimately he's the one that holds responsibility for how good the offense is. Jalen is the one that has the most to do with how good the offense is, but Nick is the one that holds the most responsibility with how good the offense is. I know everyone wants to focus on Petullo, and it's gotten out of control with, like, the negativity towards Petullo, but the report to me that he's more involved at the beginning of meetings, like, doesn't really shape how I view Petullo's job or how I view this in general. Like, Nick and Kevin are tied at the hip. They do what they do for Jalen. And so if Nick talked longer at a meeting, you know, I think that's just him trying to take control of a situation, or at least being more involved in a situation that obviously needs to be fixed. The offense absolutely has to play better. So the other thing that came out, ironically the same day as the positivity rabbit, was Saquon Barkley was talking to reporters, and he was asked what the mood on the sideline has been like during games. And here's what he had to say.
How do you think the energy has been on the sidelines? So,
during games?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's been awful. I don't think that's like a thing you ask anybody, if they're being honest. We all agree on that. But most important, I think the energy throughout the, in practice and walkthroughs and meetings been great. Now we got to carry that to game day. So all the stuff been great. Now we got to make sure that on game day, the energy's high, we execute and make plays, and the rest should take care of itself.
Is that important?
You know, so it's interesting. Obviously, we do the Mailata show. I do the Players Lounge show. And, you know, Mailata said the mood is generally very, you know, pretty good. So I think this is like an opinion thing. And here's what I would say about the mood on the sideline being awful, like Saquon says. So he does say in there that the mood during the week is great. And that's definitely what I sense. Like, I'm not down on the sideline. Shout out Devin Caney. But during the week, when I am there, I do sense positivity, not just from the rabbit, but positivity. Like, the players seem upbeat. The practices seem upbeat. And I think people in the building would tell you this week, especially, the energy has been really high, right? So I think that it's two different things. I take Saquon at his word, because it's what I see, that during the week things are bad. I also take Saquon at his word that, you know, from his perspective on the sideline, it's awful. And I guess my thing would be, I'm not shocked an offensive player feels that way. Of course, the mood is not going to be great. it's been awful on offense this year, especially in the running game. Now, what I would say is it is on guys like Saquon, like Jalen, like AJ, although AJ's so quiet on the sideline, I don't think it's realistic to expect him to be like a rah-rah guy on the sideline. But like Jalen and Saquon really are the guys. And then there's the offensive line, which is this whole different world at the end of the bench. But like, it's on those guys to make sure the mood is not awful, because why I understand why it would feel awful, because they have really, really struggled. It cannot stay like that. Like, it can't be awful on the sideline. It can't be they make one mistake early on and the whole sideline gets tense, because that makes it harder then to get out of that funk, right? If you look, I will speak for myself with this, right? Actually, I'll just fully pull the curtain back. Last Wednesday night, I did the radio show with Zach Berman. Zach was awesome. You should check it out. It's in the feed. I thought it was really informative. But I'm new to doing the hosting thing. So at the beginning of the show, the first 5 or 6 minutes, I didn't think I did a great job. And I got in my head about it, right? And then I felt negative about myself for like the rest of the segment and into the second segment. And that made, I thought, me do not as good of a job. Now, the good news is Zach is really good and he knows what he's talking about. And I thought it was informative and I still think it was a good show. But the point I'm making is when you make mistakes, which the offense has been doing a lot, it is very, very easy to slide into a funk, feel bad about yourself and not feel good. And that's why you hear the players talk about going from play to play. So I understand why the vibe would be awful. But to me, it sounds like what they need to work on, as much as they need to work on not false starting and stuff like that, is they need to work on getting out of that funk, because the mood on the sideline can't be awful, because it's going to be hard to play better if everyone's in a bad mood. Much like up until I started being down on myself for how I felt a bad beginning of the show was on Wednesday, I didn't think it was as good of a show until I got out of it. And then we started talking about Howie and I felt confident and like it got better, right? So I'm not surprised that Saquon says the mood is awful because they are playing poorly. I am surprised that nobody on that sideline, and I'll include Nick on this, right? If Nick's whole thing is going to be culture, has not been able to get them out of it sooner. And that might explain why the offense is not playing well. So I do think this Monday night, it'll be interesting to look, and all of you from the press box, you guys will have a view from what they decide to show you on the broadcast, but like, who's up and talking to guys? Who's encouraging guys? Who's trying to make the mood better? Because the play on the field, ultimately, they'll try their best, but like the sideline, they can control more. Like, there are physical parts on the field of making mistakes, right? Like jumping offside because you're excited to play, dropping a ball, like things like that happen. But on the sideline, you can control the environment and how the team is how ready the team is to bounce back from a mistake. So it was not great to hear Saquon say that. It wasn't surprising to hear him say that, but I think it's also something they can fix. Now, here's a lighthearted thing before we get into previewing this game. So Devontae Smith over the weekend talked, and here's what I'd say about Devontae. It's so funny. Like, AJ gets so much attention because at his media availability, and it's because he says interesting things and he's honest. Devontae is also honest, but Devontae is like from the Vic Fangio school of say one or two words at a time, give very short answers. He doesn't really go on and on about things. I've been at almost every Devontae media availability since he's been drafted. I've never heard this type of answer from Devontae. So Devontae was asked what he kind of did on his Black Friday. And I think the intention of the question, or not Black Friday, like after Black Friday, probably the intention of the question was like, oh, like, did you watch the game? Like, blah, blah, blah. Here's what Devontae had to say about that.
So, you know, it's interesting. I bought me a juicer. And I've been squeezing oranges, apples, and pineapples for the past 4 days. And let me tell you something. It's amazing. The best orange and apple juice I've ever had was when I squeezed my own. So, you know, that's what I've been doing since, you know, the Black Friday game, squeezing fruit.
What's your favorite?
The apple juice by far.
You combine anything?
No. Nick asked me that earlier, and I think I'm going to go home and do it today. So we're going to see how they go.
What are you going to combine?
The orange and the apple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have your own Jordan?
Nah. I ain't going that far.
Are you surprised how little juice you get out of one orange?
So, honestly, the orange, I get a good little bit. It's the apples. You got to buy like 100 apples just to fill up a jar, but it's worth it.
If only you could see the smile on Devontae's face when he's saying this. Like, you can tell this dude has been thinking about juicing. And now, look, I think it's good. It's fun. It's all that. Here, I want to share my thoughts on juicing, too. I think it's kind of overrated. Like, look, I think juice, first of all, I think juice is really sweet. So I'm not like the biggest juice fan to begin with, but cleaning a juicer sucks. Like, I, like most people, watched a documentary about juicing on Netflix, and me and Kristen decided we were gonna like juice, right? Or I think we did vegan, like whatever. Like, I have had times where I've been like, I'm gonna juice. It really, really sucks to clean. Like, when you do it, it's a lot of effort for not a lot of juice. Now, I'd imagine Devontae is a pretty nice juicer. Maybe, you know, we were probably shopping in different brackets of the juicing aisle. But yeah, so anyway, I just thought that was a funny kind of like how into juicing he was. And if you juice, now you can say you have that in common with Devontae. So enough about juice, because they got a game tonight that we're going to talk about. So on the other side, we are going to get into the five key matchups in this game that the Eagles really, really, really need to win. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores, right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wish list topping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm. Belgian chocolates for the neighbor. A cozy scarf for your boss. And a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshall's. We get the deals, you get the good stuff. Even at the last minute. Find a Marshall's near you.
Okay, enough about rabbits and, you know, reports and juicing. Let's get into the game tonight. And I'm going to talk about five key matchups that I think are crucial to the Eagles winning this game. And then the first thing, and we kind of talked about that with the Saquon thing, but I do think the first thing tonight is I think the Eagles got to play with some confidence. They got to play with some swagger. They got to play with the physicality. They got to walk into SoFi tonight in prime time with the whole league watching and remember who they are. They spent so much time trying to convince themselves they weren't the Super Bowl champions, that was last year, right? Like, that's not this year's team. Well, maybe it's time to start feeling like that's like that's who you are, right? If you're the Eagles, maybe it's trying to, you know, remind yourself, like, there's a reason that we won the Super Bowl last year. We're tougher, we're more physical, we're more talented, and I think they need to play with more confidence. At the end of the year last year, remember those videos they showed prior to the Super Bowl? With Lane Johnson, I think it was, basically being like, they can't mess with us. With player after player saying, that team cannot beat us if we play our game. They need to feel that way about the Chargers tonight. If it goes poorly on the first drive, they need to just remind themselves that's just one drive. I do think as this season goes on, and I've talked about this with Petullo and the pressures he is under, and just like the general vibes outside the building and a feeling of like this huge amount of negativity, I think so much of the rest of the season and their ability to be successful is going to be about how they can remain confident. And I think that the players going into this game tonight need to step on that field with plenty of Eagles fans watching and remind themselves who they are. Because if they play to their potential and if they play with confidence and if they're physical, they'll beat the Chargers. It is a game they should win. If they play the same kind of not physical, afraid to make a mistake type of football they've played, they played against the Bears, then they're not going to win. So that would, like, the first key before we even get into the matchups is I do think emotionally they got to bring it tonight. They absolutely have to bring it tonight. But also, in addition to that, obviously, matchups on the field do matter. So let's talk about five key matchups for this game for the Eagles to win it. And first up, for me, Jalen Phillips, obviously the edge rusher, versus right tackle Trey Pipkin. So Jalen Phillips, not a great game against the Bears last week. Didn't play well. And it's really stuck in my head that Hugh Douglas brought up that he noticed, he felt at least, that Jalen Phillips was chasing sacks and maybe not playing the run the way he should. And then the Eagles, of course, got torched. The Chargers are going to try to run the ball tonight. They have two good running backs. They don't run the ball at a high level, but they are consistent with it. They will keep doing it. And especially after last week and what the Bears did to the Eagles, you know the Chargers are going to feel that they can be good in that area. So not only is it about Jalen Phillips rushing the passer, getting to Justin Herbert, Trey Pipkins is not a good pass blocking right tackle. He's one of the worst in the NFL among the starting tackles this year. He allows pressures. He allows sacks. Like, Jalen Phillips, I think they will probably re-sign him. But the reality is they paid a premium for every snap they give him this year. For every snap he plays this year, that's why they paid a third-round pick. And now, tonight, in a game they have to win, Jalen Phillips has to be great because he has a matchup he should win. If he's going to want to hit the free agency market and be one of the highest paid edges, well, then tonight is a matchup he should win, but not just as a pass rusher, as a run stopper. They have to be better against the run, and Jalen Phillips, who Vic Fangio has coached in multiple places now, knows him well, has to be better against the run. He has a winnable matchup. He has to win it. So Jalen Phillips versus Trey Pipkins tonight is huge. All right, another defensive line matchup, and that is, of course, Moro Ojomo versus the center, Bradley Bozeman. Now, of course, he'll be going up against not just the center, but he'll be going up against the guards as well. And good news, left guard Zion Johnson, not that good. Right guard Mekhi Becton, interesting matchup, big guy, especially against Ojomo. So that'll be a tough one for Ojomo, but going up against Bradley Bozeman, the center, he's probably who will be helping to double whatever guard it is that Ojomo goes up against. No Jalen Carter tonight. We say this every week, and it's important. Like, the quickest way to the quarterback is right up the middle. The biggest way to throw off a quarterback is to get to him right up the middle. And especially against Justin Herbert, who's going to be thinking about that hand, making him feel uncomfortable early is going to be key. The Chargers have good receivers, and we'll talk about one of them in a second, or two of them in a second. But in a 7-on-7, I would be concerned. But the Eagles' defensive line should be able to get pressure on Herbert through that offensive line. The offensive line is just not that good. So, you know, I think Moro Ojomo versus Bradley Bozeman, my apologies, is absolutely a key matchup. Also curious to see how Jordan Davis does. Like, Jordan Davis, I think, views himself, rightfully so, as a leader on that defense. Well, tonight, no Jalen Carter. Go out, show why you're a leader. And, you know, go play well. All right, let's go to the offensive side of the ball, and that is Jalen Hurts versus Derwin James. So Derwin James is, I think, the Chargers, maybe not their best defensive player, but I think he's their most impactful defensive player. He moves all over. He'll play slot corner. He'll play safety. He'll play in the box safety. He'll occasionally go deep. He has ability to line up out wide if they need him. They'll blitz him. He is somebody that causes a ton of havoc. In pre-snap, knowing where he is and trying to get a read on what he's going to do is going to be absolutely huge for Jalen Hurts. So the next matchup for me is Jalen Hurts versus Derwin James and the pre-snap chess match they'll go through. Obviously, that's on Kevin Petullo too, but ultimately, Jalen's the one on the field that has to see what's going on, make the correct decision. And knowing where Derwin is going to be is big. When Derwin is in the slot, is he going to stay on whoever is there? Whether it's Devontae, whether it's AJ, is he going to come off of him? Are they going to play zone? Is he going to blitz? Like, Derwin James, I think, is the key for this offense, the Eagles offense, in having a successful day. Because if you can correctly diagnose what he's doing, I think you can get a read on the whole defense. And the Chargers have a really, really good pass defense. They have one of the best pass defenses statistically in the NFL. So it is big. Jalen versus Derwin James, huge matchup in this game. Okay, next up, Quinyon Mitchell versus Quentin Johnston. So the Chargers have really good receivers. And I'll just talk about both these matchups at the same time, actually. So I'll just go 4 and 5 here. Quinyon versus Quentin Johnston and Cooper DeJean versus Ladd McConkey. Quinyon versus Quentin Johnston is a big one. Quentin Johnston loves to go deep. They throw it to him on average at least one time deep per game. So they're going to try to hit big plays on the Eagles defense. And a key will be for them, because I think Quinyon will probably follow Quentin Johnston to an extent, because the other guys go in the slot so much, and Quentin Johnston doesn't. They're going to try to get him deep. They're going to try to isolate him and get Quinyon versus Quentin Johnston deep. Now, Quinyon has been really good defending deep passes this year, and really throughout his career, which is only last year and this year, but he's been very good at it. So I like this matchup for the Eagles, but not giving up big plays to the Chargers is going to be key, because they throw the ball short a lot. They throw it to Keenan Allen short a lot. They throw it to Ladd McConkey short a lot. So that brings up the next part of this, which is Cooper DeJean versus Ladd McConkey. The Chargers offensive line, as we've talked about, is not very good. And part of the way they cope with that get around that is they throw the ball quickly. And when you throw the ball quickly, it doesn't matter if you're not blocking as well. Well, one way to stop them from throwing it quickly is to win at the line of scrimmage versus these receivers. And Cooper DeJean versus Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey, you know, shifty guy at the line. Cooper, not the quickest guy, more of a strength, physical guy. So being physical with him as much as he can within the rules, winning at the line, not letting him get rid of the ball quickly, is going to be key tonight. So Cooper DeJean versus Ladd McConkey, Quinyon Mitchell versus Quentin Johnston. Keenan Allen's a great player too, but I think those are the key matchups in the secondary. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. God, they need a win tonight. They need a win tonight. When we are doing our post-game show, me and James, we got to be talking about a win. If they're going to turn it around, tonight it starts. A win's a win, but like, this team needs a feel-good game more than maybe any other team right now. And I think they can get it. I think they can do it against the Chargers, but they have to go out and make it happen. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later. Go Bears!
Limu Emu. And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.